India's finest sorghum millets. A taste driven by the passion to boost your inner well-being. It's who we are, how we are, and where we've come from. Sorghum, the new taste of culture.
Today,
that big
victory
cornflakes.
Victory cornflakes.
End of your journey, you will be me. Stay on your feet, change your team. Give it your all and just believe that it's gonna be big when you start with
Victory Cornflakes.
Start with victory.
Today, the best maize grain Zambia has to offer are perfectly toasted into golden flakes that pack a big crunch. Today, start big with Victory Cornflakes.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
ERB approves 35 licenses and 15 construction permits worth over 605 billion kwacha. UPND calls for unity during independence celebration. In international news, more than 40 dead after a multi-vehicle crash in Uganda. And in sports, Ugandan champs Vipers jet into Ndola ahead of Independence Day clash.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. United Party for National Development UPND chairperson for special duties William Banda has called for unity ahead of Independence Day. Speaking to Power FM News in Kawe, Mr. Banda said division and hate speech should not be tolerated in the country, adding that the peace that Zambia has enjoyed for more than 60 years should be preserved. Mr. Banda explained that the new Dawn administration has made a significant progress in ensuring that all parts of the country are included in national development.
When the president appoints somebody by the name of Hamdul or Hamdad and so forth, it's because of the name of Ham. They say it is tribalism. But when William Banda is appointed, no one talks about tribalism. So let us ignore what most of these people are talking about.
Babala Member of Parliament Joseph Munsanje has praised the 2026 national budget, describing it as one of the most progressive in Zambia's history for its strong focus on poverty reduction, debt management and economic transformation. Speaking when he featured on the Power Breakfast show, Mr. Munsanje said the budget, which aligns with President Hakainde Hichilema's vision for inclusive growth, sets ambitious yet achievable targets such as increasing copper production to 3 million metric tons and maize production to 10 million metric tons. He noted that these goals reflect a clear commitment to boosting productivity in key sectors like mining, agriculture, which the President emphasized during his address to the National Assembly on September 12th. He said the 2026 budget gives direction and confidence to the people and shows that with proper implementation and support, government is able to overcome challenges and achieve real growth. The Mbawala lawmaker said he is optimistic that the measures outlined will help lift citizens out of poverty, create jobs, and drive Zambia toward a more resilient and prosperous future.
First of all, I wish to commend the finance minister for coming, Honorable Dr. Stombe Komsikotwani, for coming up with a very brilliant budget. I must say the 2026 budget is actually, I think, one of the best budgets ever produced in the Republic of Zambia in terms of addressing poverty reduction, because this budget, and also debt management, this budget allocated, first of all, it understood the presidential address to the National Assembly when he opened the House on 12th September, and the president set the vision or the tone for the country. And the president clearly indicated priority areas in mining to ensure that we hit 3 million metric tons of copper, priority areas in maize production that we must be food secure and go towards 10 million metric tons of maize.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 35 license applications and 15 construction permits. In the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, worth 6.5 billion kwacha, equivalent to 284 million investment pledges. According to the statement issued by ERB Public Relations Manager Namkolo Kasumpa, the approvals reflect continued investor interest in Zambia's energy sector. Mrs. Kasumpa further stated that the steady growth in investments highlights the country's favorable regulatory framework and the ERB's efforts to streamline approval processes. To maintain this momentum, Mrs. Kasumpa disclosed that ERB remains focused on the strengthening investor confidence through predictable, safe and efficient regulatory processes that support timely application reviews and project implementation. The 34 licenses cover a range of energy-related activities, including 15 manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, 9 road transportation of petroleum products, 4 distribution, import and export of petroleum products. In the meantime, she underscored the importance of the licenses, stating that they play a critical role in ensuring energy availability, enhancing operational efficiency and promoting access to modern energy services and equipment across the country. Minister of Agriculture Ruben Tolo has assured farmers that the Food Reserve Agency will clear all outstanding payments by October 31st, 2025. Mr. Mtolo says the move follows the completion of maize export arrangements and reaffirms government's commitment to paying all farmers who supplied maize to the agency before the close of this year's marketing season. He noted that government appreciates the vital role farmers play in ensuring national food security and will continue working to improve payment efficiency in future farming seasons. The minister was speaking in Chipata during the handover of constituency development fund loans to beneficiaries. In international news, hundreds of people have over the last 2 weeks marched through the streets of Gabès, a city in Tunisia's south, to denounce what they call an environmental and health catastrophe. On Tuesday, offices and shops remained shuttered. Thousands of workers declared a general strike demanding the closure of a government-owned phosphate processing plant, which they accuse of emitting poisonous gas. Researchers have found that some of the waste discharged by the factory is radioactive and that it can cause cancer. Opposition to the factory goes back several years. The government promised to shut down the plant in 2017 but went back on its word this year by vowing to ramp up production. The protest by mostly young people broke out 2 weeks ago in the city of 400,000. Still in international news, 46 people have been killed after several vehicles crashed on a major highway in Uganda, the police say. The police revised down an earlier death toll of 63, saying they had mistakenly included victims who were unconscious and were now being treated. The crash occurred when two buses traveling in opposite directions met head-on while trying to overtake two other vehicles, a lorry and a car on the Kampala-Gulu Highway at 15 minutes past midnight. Midnight time, 21:15 GMT, the Uganda Police Force said. One of the buses swerved in an attempt to avoid a crash, but in the process caused a head-on side collision that led to a chain reaction in which other vehicles lost control and overturned. We now take a break and we'll return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
iCare from NAPSA has officially launched. You can now access your account and NAPSA services in a smarter, faster, and more secure way. Visit iCare.com.